Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Marco and Thomas. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidsshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And while you're there, you gotta join our premium channel. This is where we have exclusive stories. You get more stories and no ads. And even once a month, we do a premium event for those subscribers. And so we all hop on Zoom and me and you get to create a story live together because I need your ideas to come up with something really epic. And so if you want to be a part of that, join our premium channel. Go to kidsshortstories.org to learn more of how to do that. We'll see you over there. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. A long time ago, on the Mississippi River, were two boys. Marco and Thomas were brothers that protected the Mississippi River from pirates. Yeah, the Mississippi River is a ginormously long river that goes all the way through the United States, from the very top to the very bottom. And this was a very important job because there were many pirates that would sneak up and down the river, stealing from people that lived nearby. Marco and Thomas lived on a houseboat, trolling up and down the river, looking for any pirates that needed to be scared away. They had some really awesome partners on their team. You see, a lot of the other animals and creatures that lived in the river helped them scare the pirates away. And so whenever they would see something, they would radio down to one of their animal partners to scare the pirates. And it worked every single time. But there was this one pirate ship. It was a strange pirate ship. This one was brown with purple polka dots. I think they were trying to pretend they weren't a pirate ship and maybe a part of the circus, but they were definitely pirates, real mean pirates. And this ship always came back. They have scared it away so many times, and so they needed to find a way to scare it away once and for all. They had put a tracker on this pirate ship many months ago, just so that they can keep a closer watch on exactly where this pirate ship would be. All of a sudden, Marco saw something. Thomas! Thomas! Come here, come here! I think on the radar, it shows that pirate ship is getting really close. I think now's our chance. Oh, yes! That's awesome! You see, they had formed a really good plan. One of the creatures, or one species of the creatures that had many friends, were catfish. Catfish are really big, scary-looking fish that live in the Mississippi River. They're kind of silly because they have whiskers just like a cat. And I think that's why they call them catfish. Well, these specially trained catfish had developed some kind of electrical magic powers that if they wanted to, they could shoot lightning bolts out of their whiskers right at the bad guys. And so the plan was whenever they were able to trick that pirate ship into coming back close enough, the catfish would zap them and they would never come back again. All right, Marco, we need to call into our catfish and give them a heads up of what's going on, because once these pirates get here, they're going to start stealing stuff right away. We have to act fast. Marco and Thomas grabbed their walkie-talkies that were specially programmed to talk to the catfish. Catfish, catfish, come in, over. It's really hard to understand catfish talk while they're underwater and through a walkie-talkie. But somehow, Marco and Thomas understood every word they said. That sounds like a great plan, guys. All right, we'll keep an eye on the pirate ship when it gets close, and we'll give you the signal when you're going to zap them with your lightning bolts. Oh no, it's going to be okay. Don't worry. Just stick with us and you'll be safe. It sounds like the catfish are a little nervous of the pirates because they had never zapped a pirate ship before and they were a little nervous, but don't worry, Marco and Thomas were going to keep them safe and make sure everything went according to plan. As they parked their houseboat on the edge of the river, under the cover of some low-hanging tree branches, they were perfectly camouflaged. Their screen showed beep, beep, beep. The pirate ship was getting closer. Beep, 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 beep. That's our cue, Marco. All right. As they radioed in to the catfish were ready. All right, let's do this. Over on the pirate ship, these pirates were so mean.
All right, men, we have got to take as much as we can from this town. There's a lot of important things here, but the thing that I want the most is all of the candy. Wah-ha-ha! Yes, us pirates, I think we're all out of candy, and so we must take everyone's Skittles and lollipops and even the Reese's peanut butter cups. Yes, all right, everyone, grab your swords and let's get to work. Ah, ah, ah.
That was the sound of very angry, mean pirates that were about to take all of the town's candy. We cannot let this happen. The catfish swam into position. Thomas grabbed the walkie-talkie and radioed in to them. All right, catfish, they're about to leave their ship and go start stealing stuff. You gotta start zapping. You gotta start zapping now. Go, go, go. The catfish swam to the surface of the water and pointed their whiskers right at the pirates. 3, 2, 1.
Arr! What? That is going on. Somebody. Hey, ow. Oof. I got zapped.
All the pirates started shouting and running as fast as they could.
We gotta get out of here. My booty hurts.
I think the pirate's booty got zapped. The catfish did it. Great job, guys, Marco shouted. Marco and Thomas saved the river again. And all that delicious candy in that town. But one amazing thing about being heroes is sometimes nobody knows. Yeah, heroes work undercover and they do really amazing things, and sometimes they don't, no one knows about it. And so that town doesn't even know how awesome Marco and Thomas is, except us superheroes. We know how awesome they are, and I know how awesome you are. So even when you do something amazing and no one else sees it, I see it, and you are awesome. Well, you have a super duper day. We'll see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.